Roe and Anna will be back on Monday. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in on this St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for wearing green today. I met this our next guest a few years ago because I was intrigued how they dye the river green. I wanted to know the story behind it, and I found out that it was two families, the Rowans and the Butlers. And in studio with us is Tom Rowan from the Rowan family. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Tom.
It's my pleasure.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you also. Good to hear from you again.
So a lot of people think, especially out-of-towners, that Saturday is St. Patrick's Day because they come to town and they party all weekend long with the Downtown Irish Parade, the Southside Irish Parade. You dye the river green the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. And today is St. Patrick's Day. Why don't we dye the river green on St. Patrick's Day? Is it for the parade?
Exactly. Well, originally, the dyeing of the river in the parade was on the actual day, on actual 17th. Mm-hmm. And then the city administrators decided that it would be better to do it on the Saturday before the actual date.
Okay.
What the reason was, I can't tell you.
How did this start years ago? How many years ago?
The first year we did it was 1962.
Okay.
It was my father, Mike Butler, myself, Mike Butler's son. Anyway, it was the Romans and the Butlers have been doing it since the inception back in the 60s.
So the first Mayor Daley calls you up and says what?
Well, hey. He didn't call me up. We weren't on a first-name basis.
I mean, he calls your father?
Out of all the people in town, how do they find you guys?
Well, we were easy. We had phone numbers on the washroom walls.
they know each other. That's Chicago back in the day.
He wanted to originally, the original Mayor Daley, wanted to dye the lake green because he was an avid Irish person.
Of course.
The entire lake.
And he not...
I mean, Mayor Daley calls and says, hey, we're going to dye the lake green. All right, let's see what we can do.
Well, and as you can imagine, the original Mayor Daley did not handle the words no too graciously. But powers with better sense decided that let's try and do the river and see if that will appease him.
Okay.
So it started in 62.
Wow.
What did you use in 62 to dye the river green?
The same stuff we're using now.
It's been the same stuff all along.
Same stuff, different techniques. One of the techniques was, we used my dad's boat. He had a little outboard 15-foot with a motor. And then one time we tried it with the fire tugboat. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work because of the props. It was too churny, I guess would be the best way to put it.
It wasn't properly mixed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then one time...
I like that, Jane.
It's kitchen terms.
And one time we charged up fire extinguishers. We thought that would be a way to do it.
Okay.
And the Windy City came to fruition. It was one of the windiest days going. And the powder went everywhere. The Tribune building here was green. All the cars in Lower Wacker were green.
That's great.
Everything.
Oh, what year was that?
In the late 60s. But the unique thing about it is no one beefed.
Yeah, no one cared.
No one,
because they knew it was part of the process.
I'm surprised they didn't say, turn the Wrigley building
green. Exactly. And the nice thing about the powder, it rinses right off.
So that the powder you're talking about is the substance that turns the river green.
Yes, the powder is originally orange. And then when it gets wet, it turns this very bright green, particularly on a sunny day.
It looks like Tang. Everybody remember Tang?
Yeah,
the
sure.
Orange stuff?
Yeah.
So you pour this in the river, it hits the water, and it turns green immediately?
Correct. Well, we have to churn it up to really get it
right.
Going green.
So you have the boats moving around.
Exactly.
Now, why is it at Michigan right there by the Wrigley Building and by Pioneer Court right here by us? Why do you start there?
You're just lucky. That was a spot we picked. Michigan in the river. It was just a spot that everybody knew where it was.
Okay.
And we used to go down a lot further. We would go down all the way down to LaSalle Street.
Okay.
And one year they decided, when they changed the date from the day of the actual thing to the Saturdays, we used to launch the boat in the... in the north branch of the river. Blarney Island would give us the boat.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I was whining. I said, what are we doing? No one's going to be here. I mean, they're all going to be at the parade. At the split of the river, we usually start about 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And we make the bend, and then we're in the main branch, and the people are lined up already, and I'm thinking,
wow.
Get a life. What are you doing here at 7:30? And then it got to a point that the dyeing of the river really became popular, and then there was a problem for the police. because of the fact of the crowds. Once we were finished doing the river, then they would start heading to the parade, and there would be tens of thousands of people heading over to the park all at one time. So that's one of the main reasons that we shortened the dye.
Okay. Area. Doesn't it seep though down into the left and right branches of the river?
Yeah, the natural flow.
It depends on which way the wind is coming from. If the wind is coming out of the west, it doesn't go anywhere because the locks don't open.
Right.
And if it's coming out of the east, yeah. And it majority goes down to the south branch and heads down to the Gulf.
Well, I finally went down 2 years ago and watched the whole process. I've seen it on TV. I've seen videos. I've seen pictures. And I took my son down there and the neighborhood kids. It seems like such a simple process, but it's really not. How big are these bags of tang that you're throwing in the river?
We use somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
And the tried and true method that has worked for 40 plus years are flour sifters.
Plain old flour sifters.
I am so glad you brought that up.
Doesn't your hand hurt after all that?
Oh, my God.
I saw it because they're standing at the end of the boat and they're using the flour sifters, these very small flour sifters, okay? And they just keep going and the boat's moving, so you're churning the river.
Right.
40 pounds, you're sifting through a tiny little flour sifter. How many deer are you using?
It's an even thing with the roans and the butlers. There's four, two roans, two butlers, and then there are one of each in what we call the chase boat that helps.
How long can you withstand doing that? Everyone gets 45 minutes.
It's a great workout.
Then when you get after a while, you start to cheat. You just kind of sprinkle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And particularly, you can't help but getting wet. All right. And
so if the wind's blowing, are you turning orange or green?
Well, on the face, we're orange, but in the eyes are green. I'll tell you one
thing. Because the eyes are wet.
Exactly. Yes. I wear contacts. Like, and 1 year, we used to have a little party afterwards down at Dirty Dick's. And I'm walking across the floor. And this child is staring at me. I don't think anything about him. And then we go out onto the river's edge, and this girl is telling me, "You have the greenest eyes of it." And I'm thinking, this poor girl is really smashed. It was green. But what the kid was staring at me for is because on the dance floor they had black lights. So my eyes were glowing like a zombie.
Oh,
thank God the
sure.
kid didn't start screaming for his mother.
And like any Chicago guy, you got a big mustache. Is your mustache orange or green? Or it starts orange and then turns green?
Well, nature has a way of having your nose run.
Oh, no.
So
you've got
a big nose, too,
exactly,
folks.
Yeah. And then, but the dye, it comes right out of everything.
But the dye. So is it, what is in the dye? I'm sure it's non-toxic, right?
Oh, it's totally non-toxic. It's passed the city EPA, the county EPA, the federal EPA, and the international, because as we went to Ireland and we dyed it there also.
Well, hold that thought, because people have asked for the recipe, and we'll talk about that in a second. I got to check traffic. Tom Rowan in studio with us. He's the guy that sits in the boat and he dyes the river green. Is it still green? I mean, I know the river is always green, but is it Kelly green still?
To be honest with you, I didn't look at it today when I
didn't
came
either.
It was green yesterday. Not as bright green.
It's always green.
I look every day this week.
That's the river. 720 WGN, our phone number 312-981-7200. Roe and Anna will be back on Monday. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in studio today until 7 o'clock. And also joining us in studio, you just got off Steve Harvey. Tom Rowan, who dyes the river green. You were on Steve Harvey today.
Yeah, I was. They asked me to come out and talk to him about the river.
Really?
I can't imagine. So Steve Harvey, national program. And they said, "We want to know how this river turns green." And so did they go on the boat with you?
No. They just they did an interview.
Oh,
and they
cool.
did a little segment on their screens in the studio.
Okay.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, right.
People calling you from all over the United States?
It is amazing how people get my phone number because it's not published. But I get phone calls. Well, just tell us what's in there and we'll get it for you.
Do you ever get asked to dye other rivers green?
We did about 10 years ago. We went to Ireland and we did the Liffey. And we were contacted one time by British people. They wanted us to dye the Thames red for the maiden voyage of the
did
Queen
you do
Mary.
It?
No, we did not. It didn't work out.
But Tom, other cities have asked for the recipe and you said, no, we're not
exactly.
going to give it.
We're not telling them.
Forget it.
So the recipe of the so-called tang powder that you put in the river is something that your family's developed. Yes.
We don't tell anybody about what it is. As the former Mike Butler used to say, we just call it leprechaun dust. But it's completely harmless. Even the ducks that get green and the kayakers who try and crowd through when we're doing it, even there, it washes
and
right
the fish
off.
It's fine. There, they're fine.
It's fine for the environment.
Oh yeah,
environmentally safe. Everything's
everybody.
Good.
Yeah. No. It's just. Really, I mean, you. Well, we just have all kinds of fun. We'll do little kids, and we'll tell them to smile when we're done, and we'll rub one of our fingers across their teeth, and the teeth turn green, the lips turn green, all that kind of stuff.
So your dad started this
with
the Butlers.
With Mike Butler, yes.
And you took it over. Who's going to take over for you when you retire?
Well, I'm one of nine. Wow. I have 18 nieces and nephews. Two of my younger brothers are already involved semi.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's the
it's going to stay in the family forever.
Exactly.
So because it seems like it's a lot of work just to do a little bit of a stretch of the river, what happens if you miss a spot?
What we do is Robert and I, my brother, we'll go up on top of the bridge and look to see how it is. And then if we've missed any spots, we'll go back down and give it another dose to make sure that it's completely covered.
And who does the mixing? Like, I mean, does the boats actually then?
It's the boat motor.
The boat motor does the mixing.
It churns it up.
So you have to go in all the different spots because it's not going to seep over.
Exactly. You can. It's very choppy. And the people in the chase boat, they bounce around like ping pong balls.
Oh, that's fun.
Tom, this is the Windy City. It was freezing on Saturday morning.
That's
when
a
you
kind
were doing
word.
It.
Bitter.
I mean,
bitter.
How bad was it?
I didn't thaw out probably for 2 hours afterwards. It's just, you know, and I'm not complaining. It's just because more times than not, it's a lot more fun. But for some reason, this Saturday was particularly frigid.
Thousands of people surround the river and waiting for you guys to do this. It's crazy.
Is it crazy?
I know it is. It is crazy.
So they're lining up the sides of the river. And now, you know, they've done a beautiful job with the river walk. Are there people down there just with their tailgating, watching you dye the river?
The say there's 15,000, 20,000 people is a minimum estimate.
They're on the bridge. They're in the buildings. They're everywhere. It's crazy.
And what time in the morning do you start?
We try and get going right around 9 o'clock.
And it goes till?
It depends on how long it takes, 45 minutes or so. And then
everybody goes and parties.
Everybody parties.
Oh, is this a 45-minute deal?
Maybe an hour.
Depending. I'm thinking it's like 3 hours.
No, it seemed quick when I went and saw it.
It is quick, you know. And
do you have a few pops ahead of time? You guys get together?
No, we used to do it. My father was also a policeman. Our whole family is at the public trough, either police or fire. And when we take the break, I'd go, come on, Dad, we can go over to Jack Lantern's, which used to be in the Marina Tower. I said, well, go get some Irish cars. No, we can't do that. Well,
you got to focus. This is serious
job
business.
To do.
Unfortunately, after my father died, we brought the idea back to fruition. we maintain ourselves, but it's a day to celebrate.
I love the fact that it started with Mayor Daley 1, where he said, hey, you need to dye the lake green.
Yeah.
How do you answer that phone call? Hey, I got a great idea, guys.
Yeah.
This is Mayor Daley on the horn. This is number one here.
I want you
to dye the lake green. Well, Mr. Mayor, we'll see what we can do. We can't do it.
One year, there's those two huge water cannons east of Michigan Avenue, and they wanted us to figure out a way to get them green. And so what we did is we took the powder and wrapped it in tissue papers and then weighted them and dropped them down, and they sunk down. And then we said, well, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. I said, wait, give it a chance. Give it a chance. So when the tissue dissolved, the pump is down there, the intake for the cannons, and sure enough, we had the cannon shooting green. Everyone went, how did you do that? How did you do that?
Great,
it's magic.
The intake is underneath. Mm.
This
is so cool.
It's such a great Chicago story, and you use the orange powder-like substance to turn the river green. It's just awesome.
But it's amazing at how green it really gets. So it's like this Monday, I'm up high in the building. I'm looking down at the river, and I know it's green always.
Kelly Green. Yeah, it's Kelly Green.
Well, it's much purer now than it was 40 years ago. But when, not to be redundant, when we were in Ireland and we opened the cans and they could see it was orange, right away they thought that the orange man had done a switch.
Oh, really?
And we've been sabotaged.
You don't want to upset the guys in Ireland, sure.
They don't mess around with the party.
The Rowans and the Butlers, they've been doing it since 1962. Wow. Tom Rowan, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Thank you. You guys have a good day and a weekend.
It's 720 WGN.